What a cute way to enter our morning here on KPR. Misha Maisky on cello with Marta Argerich on piano. That was Prokofiev's The Stone Flower, Waltz of the Diamonds. Good morning. I am Destiny, and I hope you're all doing really well this morning. I'm glad you're here with me. It's an hour of sparkling music. Indeed, I found quite a few things about diamonds. I was very excited, including something by Waldteufel, who often writes really delightful things, something called Rain of Diamonds, and I hadn't heard it before. It's pretty neat. That is coming up a little later this hour. Right now, an overture to a very famous Paris opera, The Crown of Diamonds by Daniel Auber. We're going to listen to the instrumental overture. I'm sure many of you can guess what the Crown of Diamonds might be about. Probably has to do with royalty. Here we go. It is right now on KPR. Enjoy. The Crown of Diamonds overture here on KPR by Daniel Auber. Very fun music indeed about, thieves stealing diamonds and making counterfeit gems for the crown. Oh, I love the stories that go along with music. We will rain diamonds in just a little bit, but I thought I would pick something that I personally think sparkles quite a bit. It's one of my favorite Beethoven piano trios, The Ghost. The first movement and last movement are brilliant, and the middle movement is very ghostly sounding. It's often played around Halloween, but I think it fits any time of the year. So we are going to take a listen to it together right now on KPR, where we are 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. Beethoven's Piano Trio No. 5, The Ghost, with Storioni Trio of Amsterdam. Enjoy. A sparkling piano trio, as I like to say, by Beethoven, No. 5, with that beautiful second movement, naming it The Ghost here on KPR. The Storioni Trio of Amsterdam performing. More sparkles coming right up, like rain of diamonds. You know, you can rain gems and jewels on us. Haha, did you know that if you are 70 and a half years or older, you can make a tax advantage contribution to KPR through a qualified charitable distribution? To learn more, contact your financial advisor or visit kansaspublicradio.org under the support tab. Or you can be like some of our great sponsors who rain diamonds down. Okay, I'll stop with the joke. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the LMH Health Heart Center, providing cardiovascular testing procedures and preventative care. More information on that is available at lmh.org/heart. All righty. This Waldteufel Rain of Diamonds waltz, it's pretty nice. He was considered the French waltz king, and a lot of his music was overshadowed by Strauss and the Strauss waltzes, one of which we'll hear later today. This one doesn't get a lot of play, but I think it's really beautiful. And I think, you know, even though it is called Rain of Diamonds, it truly does mirror glittering, shimmery, musical little gems. So I hope you like it. I will be curious to know what you think of it after you listen. Here we go on KPR, Alfred Walter conducting the Czechoslovakian State Philharmonic on Kansas Public Radio. Emil Waldteufel's Rain of Diamonds waltz here on KPR, Alfred Walter and the Czechoslovakian State Philharmonic. He is known as the French Waltz King, and we will hear from the Viennese Waltz King a little later today in the 11 a.m. hour. Next hour, I will be joined by Matthew Shepard of Te Deum to talk about their upcoming concert. They've got some beautiful music in store for us, lots of good happenings here at KPR. I'd also like to thank a couple of our great sponsors. Support for classical music comes from the University Press of Kansas, a nonprofit publisher of scholarly and regional books serving readers in the Midwest and beyond. Information at University Press Publications at kansaspress.ku.edu. And, of course, the University of Kansas, creating the future one discovery at a time. Join information about KU programs and research by finding it at ku.edu. All righty, other fun happenings. Yours truly will be featured on Classics Live tonight, playing the violin. Indeed, I will. Oh, with cello and piano. It's very interesting sometimes hearing myself on the radio, my voice and my playing. So that'll be interesting. Classics Live is tonight. That'll be at 7 p.m. More fun to tell you about. We have so many fun things going on. KPR's 105 Live at the Dole Institute. It is food truck time. Yeah. Family activities and concerts from artists all over the state of Kansas every Thursday in June. Food trucks start at 11:30 and the music is at 1 p.m. Lots of fun indeed. It is rather cloudy out and gloomy, but not too chilly, just unseasonably cool, shall we say, with some scattered showers. Who knows if the sun will pop out today in Lawrence. But the music here is sunny, full of sunshine. You are all great listeners. This is KPR.
Between AI and social media and misinformation, it's good to be skeptical of what you hear. On Morning Edition from NPR News, you get independent reporting.
And tell us what NPR has learned about these back-channel efforts from countries.
Driven by curiosity, not an agenda.
Oh, that part is news to me. What's going on here?
Get the facts every weekday.
Morning Edition is here for you in the mornings beginning at 5 a.m. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas for KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Ellsberg Junction City 91.3, and KANQ Chanute at 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Support for news on KPR comes from Pines Garden and Market, now offering landscape design and installation services featuring locally grown plants, trees, and shrubs. Open 7 days a week in North Lawrence. Details at pinesgardenmarket.com/KPR. And this month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Kansas Trails Incorporated, working with communities across the state to build and care for small town paths to wide open prairie routes, connecting Kansans to the land and each other. More information at kansastrails.org. NPR News up next, and then more music on KPR. It's 10:01.
Live ported 9 migrants to Sierra Leone. NPR's Jewel Bright has more from Lagos, Nigeria.
Fewer than half of the promised 24 deportees arrived Wednesday. U.S.-based immigration lawyers say some of the deportations were blocked. The deportees are expected to eventually be sent to their home countries, but it's unclear if they'll be received. None are from Sierra Leone, and local officials who received them say many were traumatized after being chained for months during their detention in the U.S. At least 8 other African countries have signed deals with the Trump administration to receive non-citizen deportees. Many of these countries have repressive governments and have been accused of holding deportees in poor conditions and without access to legal counsel. Joe Bright, NPR News, Lagos.
On Wall Street, the Dow is down 75 to NPR.
Support for
the House is expected to take.
Support for NPR comes from Raymond James, where wealth management, banking, and capital market strategies start with connections between people. Raymond James, the power of personal. Disclosures at raymondjames.com. You are listening to Kansas Public Radio. Schumann's Arabesque here on Kansas Public Radio to open this 10 a.m. hour, Jean-Yves Thibaudet. Good morning. I am Destiny. It is 60 degrees outside. It's a little cool, but at least it's not storming. I hope you are all doing really well. I've got some sunshiny music coming up in just a little bit. I am going to be joined by Matthew Shepard of Te Deum. And to introduce him, of course, I found the music with the same name as his group. We are going to listen to a quick prelude to the Te Deum by Marc-Antoine Charpentier right now on KPR. Marc-Antoine Charpentier's Prelude to the Te Deum, Max Pummer, the new Bach College music Consortium, wow, and Ludwig Guttler on trumpet to announce Matthew Shepard, who is in studio, about their upcoming concert this weekend. I can't wait to chat with him. I know you all love hearing from him. Just to give you a quick taste of the music before we do that, we are going to listen to two movements of a beautiful Requiem by Herbert Howells. You're going to hear the Salvator Mundi and then Psalm 121. And I've got John Rutter with the Cambridge Singers right now on KPR. The Salvator Mundi and Psalm 121 by Herbert Howells from his Requiem. That was John Rutter and the Cambridge Singers here on Kansas Public Radio. Music that you can go hear live in person. And you know how much I love vocal music and especially listening to it in person. Matthew Shepard of Te Deum is here. Hello, Matthew.
Good morning. Good morning, everyone.
Yay. We are so glad you're here. I love when you're able to come and talk to us about your music. So your first concert is Saturday. That's this Saturday at 7:30 p.m. at Village Presbyterian Church, which is in Prairie Village, Kansas. And then Sunday, May 24th at 3 p.m. So we've got an evening and an afternoon concert. That's at St. Mary's Episcopal, which is downtown. Ample parking, might I say, everyone.
That's right. No problems with parking.
No problems with parking. People care about that. So tell us about the Requiem. We heard just a couple movements, but I think this sounds like a perfect concert for Memorial Day weekend.
The Requiem is an especially poignant piece for the weekend and specifically for Herbert Howells. Mm-hmm. He wrote this Requiem early 1930s, and before he published it, his son tragically died from polio.
Yikes.
And this piece became so personal for him that he couldn't bear to publish it. So it sat unpublished for nearly 50 years.
Wow.
It wasn't until 1980
that
it finally got published, which was just a year or two before Herbert Howells' death.
Oh, wow.
But it's a piece for him about his own pain and suffering of his own personal tragic loss. And so for this Memorial Weekend, it's a lush, beautiful, poignant, meaningful, personal piece.
Wow, it sounds beautiful. How many singers do you have in your choir?
We have 24 singers.
Oh, nice.
And this music is this sort of early 20th century rich romantic harmonies. Mm-hmm. So multiple parts. It's frequently in 8 parts plus double choir.
Wow.
It's rich and lush and beautiful.
Yeah, it sounds really pretty. And just being in a room where the voices can surround you is such a special experience. If people want to find out information, tell us your website.
Yes, information about this concert, Remembrance and Comfort, and tickets are available on our website. That's te-deum.org. te-deum.org.
Awesome. Remembrance and Comfort. That is a very good title. And I think you mentioned you're also having 2 world premieres?
That's right. Our composer in residence, Keen Southard, is a composer out of Vermont. He's been writing for us this year, and we're going to be performing 2 world premieres by our composer in residence on this program, De Profundis, Out of the Depths I Cry Unto You, O Lord, and Chorus Angelorum, which is a text from the In Paradisum, which is text that comes from the funeral mass as well.
And did he compose this specifically for Te Deum?
Specifically for us and specifically
nice.
For this concert.
Oh, that's so great.
Yeah.
So did you get to work with him on the music, or does he talk to you or ask you questions?
He sends me, we sort of agree on, you know, we start by, I knew I was doing the Howells and the Hubert Parry, and so he knew the theme, and so we kind of collaborated to discuss which texts would be ideal to set. He sent me some drafts, but he's so fantastic. I didn't have much to offer.
You were just like, do whatever, it's great.
Yeah, and actually his the most recent piece, they're both world premieres, but the one he wrote just in the last month, the Chorus Angelorum, is I had imagined it sort of to open the second half of the concert, but it is itself so stunning. It feels like a big choral hug of the audience that it didn't make sense anywhere else except at the end of the concert.
Oh, that's great.
So we'll end the concert with what will feel like just a big a big group hug.
I like choral hug. Remind me the composer's name?
Keen Southard.
Awesome. Keen Southard. That sounds really great. Again, the concert is Saturday, May 23rd, 7:30 p.m. at Village Presbyterian in Prairie Village, Kansas, and then Sunday, May 24th at St. Mary's Episcopal Church in Kansas City. tay-dam.org is the info. And you mentioned Hubert Perry. Let's take a quick listen to one of his beautiful songs of farewell, and then you can tell us all about this. This one we're going to hear is My Soul, There Is a Country. It's beautiful, with the choir of the New College, Oxford, and Robert Quinney conducting, now on KPR. From Herbert Perry's Songs of Farewell, number one, My Soul, There Is a Country. That was the choir of New College, Oxford, and Robert Quinney here on KPR, where I am joined by Matthew Shepard, and he is wonderful. We're just having a great chat during the music, as well as listening about the meaning of life and how important music is and how important, you know, actually, it's very appropriate. We were talking about CDs and recordings and how, you know, we hear perfection, but there's really nothing better, I think, than a live performance, because you get the emotion, you get the feeling of the room.
It's,
don't you think?
It's the authentic, right. It's the authentic offering. Recordings are edited and they're adjusted, and all the flaws are taken out.
Right.
Which is also to somewhat say, like, the humanity is taken out.
Right. Yeah.
And then we start chasing, as artists, we start chasing that perfection in our live performances that can sometimes just kind of be an anodyne, can just
get in the way of
sort of honest, heartfelt expression.
Right. Well, folks, if you would like to hear honest, heartfelt expression, that was a perfect segue. Good job. You're hired. Come to Remembrance and Comfort this weekend, Saturday, May 23rd at 7:30 p.m. at Village Presbyterian Church, and Sunday, May 24th at 3 at St. Mary's. I know that's a mouthful of information, so if you would like to read the information and get more, go to their website. Here's the important thing to remember, tay-deum.org. Right?
Correct.
Right. Great. Okay. So, Songs of Farewell, we're also going to listen to There Is an Old Belief in a little bit, which I think is my favorite. Tell us about his Songs of Farewell on your concert.
The Songs of Farewell, the reason I chose this work for the Memorial Weekend is he wrote these pieces at the end of World War I from his own place of suffering and longing and loss of his friends and family from the war.
Hmm.
So it's connected to lives lost at wartime. And it was right at the end of his life that he wrote it in the mid 19 teens. And, it was right at the end of his life. So the first performance was at his own funeral service.
Oh, wow. Well, I guess he could watch it from above, I hope.
That's right. That's right. It was a perfect, I think, first performance
that's
of
amazing.
This work. And what you'll hear with Hubert Perry, few composers set text as precisely as Hubert Perry does.
Hmm.
You just heard it in the last piece, and you'll hear it again as each phrase unfolds. The music is rapidly changing and adjusting to make the text come to life in the most meaningful ways. And it feels like a madrigal where every word is expressed musically. It's clearly not music that was written first and text mm-hmm. added later. It's so clearly text first, mm-hmm. and the music brings it to life in powerful and meaningful ways.
Oh, that sounds great. I think, you know, people often wonder, what can I do to celebrate or commemorate Memorial Day? And I think a really great thing to do is actually to go support musicians and be at a concert, because the musicians are putting beauty and art into the universe, you know? And I think that's really wonderful. If you can be a part of it as a listener, you're contributing to that good karma. So again, I would remind you, Remembrance and Comfort, the concerts this weekend, 7:30 p.m. on Saturday, 3 p.m. on Sunday. You can find out all the information about it on tay-dam.org. And you've got a couple world premieres from a composer, Keen Southard. Did I remember that
Keen
correctly?
Keen Southard is our composer in residence.
Very cool.
Two world premieres.
Awesome. Well, this has been great. Thank you so much for chatting with us. Tell us about the concert. Have we covered everything?
We've covered everything. Am I right that we're now about to hear There's an Old Belief?
Yes.
I'll just offer.
Please. I love this one.
On this text, it starts, There's an Old Belief. That on some solemn shore, beyond the sphere of grief, dear friends shall meet once more.
Ah, it's so pretty. That first line hooked me. I was like, oh, this is so good. Wow. Matthew, you're awesome. Thank you so much, Matthew Shepard and Te Deum. And I really hope, folks, that you will go visit this concert. Again, it's te-deum.org. If you missed the information and need more, you can just write us here at Kansas Public Radio, and I will get that information to you. So let's take a listen to my favorite one of the set. And remember, go hear it at the concert this weekend. Here we go. There Is an Old Belief from Songs of Farewell by Hubert Perry on KPR. There Is an Old Belief by Hubert Perry here on KPR from his Songs of Farewell. We've got some Debussy and Schubert quartet music coming up. A reminder, you can hear that music live and in person at Remembrance and Comfort this weekend, Saturday, May 23rd at 7:30 p.m. at Village Presbyterian Church, and Sunday, May 24th at 3 p.m. at St. Mary's Episcopal. Students are free with an ID, and you can find out information at te-deum.org. I'd like to thank Matthew Shepard again for coming in and talking to us about the music. It's always wonderful to hear from those who work directly with the music and the text. So beautiful. All righty. The Kodaii Quartet, we heard them the other day. They are going to play Schubert's Quartet Satz for us. So this is a what you would call one movement work of music. It's about 8 minutes long. I think you will like it. I know I say that a lot, but I'm pretty sure you're going to like this one right now on KPR. Schubert's Quartet Satz here on KPR. The Kodaii Quartet was performing it. You know, lots of quartets name themselves after famous composers, so sometimes it can get a little murky when I tell you who it is. That was by Schubert, and wouldn't you know, was yet another one of his unfinished works, just like his unfinished symphony. I think maybe he was a perfectionist. Oh, I can't say that for sure, but most musicians are. So like I said, that was a single movement masterpiece composed in December of 1820, and it was supposed to be the opening movement of an entire string quartet, but he abandoned it. It is one of the most celebrated unfinished works, along with the unfinished symphony. I think it would have been funny if they called this the unfinished quartet instead of Quartet Satz, but I wasn't around at the time naming things. Jeez. Coming up, some beautiful harp music for us. And you know, it is Thursday. I haven't forgotten about Tango Thursday, so I found a lovely tango suite for you. But I wanted to squeeze in another arabesque. We heard a Schumann arabesque at the beginning of the hour. Now we are going to hear an arabesque by Debussy, and you can hear how different they are. This is Maria Graf on harp. It is right now on Kansas Public Radio. A lovely arabesque, number 2 by Debussy here on KPR with Maria Graf on harp. Much different than Schumann, but very beautiful. I got on a harp kick when I heard that, and I thought that I would end this hour with a tango suite. The harp can tango, did you know? We will be getting to that. I'd like to tell you about food trucks. I love food trucks. Oh my gosh. Join us for KPR's 105 Live at the Dole Institute. Food trucks, family activities, and concerts from artists all over the state of Kansas every Thursday in June. Food trucks starting at 11:30 and the music at 1 p.m. The music is like food for your soul, and the food trucks, well, you get the idea. All right. When I used to host the evening shows, Thursday nights, I would play some tango for you for Tango Thursday. Well, we are going to listen to a little tango right now by Carlos Salcedo. It's his tango suite with Mariko Onraku on the harp, now on Kansas Public Radio. That is a fun one. The harp can tango here on KPR for this Thursday. That was Carlos Salcedo's Tango Suite with Mariko, Onraku on harp. I am Destiny. Glad you have been here with me this hour. I have got more music coming up for you next hour. I can't believe how the time flies. And also tonight at 7, you know, Cordelia is still hosting Classics Live. If you'd like to hear her voice, we miss her dearly here at KPR. Hi, Cordelia, if you're listening. She did a little write-up. Yours truly is performing. It says, KPR's own spirited classical host. That's very kind. Destiny Ann Mermagan appeared recently in a professional recital along with her husband, Michael, who teaches cello at UMKC, and the official accompanist and concert pianist of Park University, Lolita Lisovskaya-Sayevich, with a fruitful combination of violin, cello, and piano by Beethoven and Tchaikovsky. Join us tonight at 7 on KPR's Classics Live. Yes, that is true. It will be fruitful. That was a fun concert for Doreen Mirande. They renamed that recital series from the Rural Joyce series to her because she has done so much wonderful work for it indeed. All righty. Well, it's still cloudy out. Do you think I can inspire the sun to come out? I wonder if I can. This might be that little segment where I play my spring dance. Let's see if I can talk and play it at the same time. Does that work? Can you hear me while I'm actually talking over the music? That's right. Grieg's spring dance. This is going to make the sun pop out of the clouds any moment. Yes, indeed it is. I'm just buying time I have left over from my interview this morning. I know you all know that I love the spring dance. All right. Let's take a listen to some new stuff. Here we go on KPR.
Climate change makes heat waves more intense. So to confront this, some communities in the U.S. are planting dense mini forests.
The plants talk to each other. Like they tell each other that I need more water. Can you send me some? And they work together.
I'm Scott Detrow. We'll have that story as part of our Climate Solutions Week on All Things Considered from NPR News.
All Things Considered is here for you beginning at 3 p.m. with your host, Laura Larson on KPR. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. We're KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, and KANQ Chanute at 90.3. You can listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Support for news on KPR comes from Pines Garden and Market, now offering landscape design and installation services. Featuring locally grown plants, trees, and shrubs, open 7 days a week in North Lawrence. Details at pinesgardenmarket.com/KPR. You are indeed listening to Kansas Public Radio. The news is coming up, and then I will be back with more music for you right here on Kansas Public Radio.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Kristen Wright. President Trump is slamming Senate Republicans. They've refused to fund the White House ballroom as part of a GOP measure on immigration enforcement. NPR's Sam Greenglass reports some Republicans worry Trump's verbal attacks could interfere with his agenda.
Even before the Senate parliamentarian nixed the ballroom funding, top Republicans acknowledged there may not be enough votes to pass it. Senator Bill Cassidy of Louisiana said he would not days after he lost his primary to a Trump-backed challenger. Senator Lisa Murkowski said the mood further soured this week after Trump endorsed against Senator John Cornyn of Texas.
Maybe he doesn't think he needs us, but the laws don't just appear before his desk to sign.
Trump demanded Senate Majority Leader John Thune fire the parliamentarian and wrote, "Get smart and tough, Republicans, or you'll all be looking for a job much sooner than you thought." Sam Greenglass, NPR News, Washington.
The House is expected to vote this afternoon on a resolution to try to force President Trump to withdraw U.S. troops from the war with Iran. Democrats are pushing the measure under the 1973 War Powers Act, which requires congressional authorization to send American troops to war. President Trump says he doesn't need the approval, though, because of the ceasefire. The war with Iran will soon mark 3 months. NPR's Aya Betrawi reports President Trump says he's impressed with Iranian negotiators and willing to wait a couple more days for an agreement before deciding whether to strike again.
Iran's position is that they are negotiating the terms of a permanent ceasefire in good faith through mediators like Pakistan, but that they also have suspicion, given that the last two times they were in the midst of talks with the Trump administration, the U.S. and Israel launched war. Now, Iran says it prefers diplomacy, but its armed commanders are threatening an even wider war if Iran is attacked again.
NPR's Ea Betraoui also reports Trump has been speaking with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu as deadly Israeli strikes in southern Lebanon continue. The two had a call this week described as tense and contentious. Despite a historically unaffordable housing market, more Gen Zers in their 20s are managing to buy a home. NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports they're outpacing millennials when they were the same age.
In Milwaukee, 27-year-old Francisco Vazquez manages a fast food restaurant and just bought a three-bedroom home that cost half the national median price. He saved up aggressively for the down payment, partly while living with his parents.
Most of my paycheck, probably like 70%. into just broad index stock.
Compared to millennials, Gen Z homebuyers last year were less likely to have student loan debt or get help from parents. That's according to the National Association of Realtors. They were more likely to tap down payment assistance and to be single buyers. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News.
It's NPR. Meta is enlisting social media influencers to endorse its accounts for teenagers. The parent company of Facebook and Instagram has long been scrutinized over the safety of its platforms for children. Rachel Miro from member station KQED has more.
According to the Tech Transparency Project, Meta is paying influencers to plug teen accounts, even though many of them have little firsthand experience. The group's own research found the accounts failed to deliver on their safety promises. Katie Paul directs the D.C.-based nonprofit Watchdog.
This is a product that is still tied to harms, and it's being pushed with the company's quiet hand behind it.
A Meta spokesperson wrote, "We proudly work with parents and creators to spread the word about these controls and encourage people to use them." For NPR News, I'm Rachel Miro.
Ebola concerns are widening. Travel restrictions are in place for people arriving on flights to the U.S. if they've recently been to the Democratic Republic of Congo, Uganda, or South Sudan. Those passengers now must enter the U.S. through Washington Dulles Airport for extra screening. An Air France flight headed to Detroit was diverted to Montreal after a passenger from the DRC boarded the flight by mistake. Stephen Colbert says goodbye tonight. He'll host the final broadcast of The Late Show. What's planned for the lineup this evening has been kept a surprise. CBS announced it was canceling Colbert last year, citing financial reasons, but many have been skeptical about the reasons. I'm Kristen Wright. This is NPR News from Washington.
Support for NPR comes from Progressive Insurance, where drivers can compare direct rates using Progressive's rate comparison tool. Customers can see options and rates side by side. More at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. You are listening to Kansas Public Radio. A lovely meditation by Tchaikovsky here on KPR. Vladimir Ashkenazi on piano. I am Destiny. Thanks for being here with me this morning. Hope you're all doing well, and I hope you enjoyed our interview last hour. I am going to let us get into the really fun music right away this hour. I do have the Emperor Waltz coming up in about half an hour, but right now, a favorite concerto among many of you, the Imposter Concerto. It's for banjo and symphony orchestra. Indeed it is. Bela Fleck wrote it, and he's also playing the banjo. This is with Juan Carlo Guerrero and the National Symphony Orchestra. The Nashville Symphony Orchestra. But of course, now on KPR. The Imposter Concerto by Bela Fleck there on banjo and the composer with the Nashville Symphony Orchestra. That is a fun one. I love playing that one. Bet you didn't know the banjo could do that, huh? All right, I promised the Emperor Waltz that is coming right up. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Lead Center, where tickets are available to Friends of the Lead for 2026-27 events, including the New York Philharmonic String Quartet and a cappella group Chanticleer. Details at lead.ku.edu. And now for the Strauss Emperor Waltz, Johann Strauss II with the Vienna Phil on KPR. The Vienna Philharmonic Orchestra here on Kansas Public Radio performing the Emperor Waltz by Strauss. I am Destiny. Thanks for being here with me this morning. Jeff Watson is in with some great music for you. This is Kansas Public Radio. Thank you so much for being here.
Compassion.
I'm Kay McIntyre. Join me for Prairie Journal, 7 o'clock Thursday evening on KPR2.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, or KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Ellsberg Junction City 91.3, and KANQ Chanute at 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Sport for News on KPR comes from Neuvaunt House of Lawrence, offering care services to assist living, including day stay, short-term and long-term options. Info at neuvaunthouse.com. And River Rat Print and Skate, a source for custom promotional products such as t-shirts, stickers, and more, available to discuss print projects in North Lawrence location. Quotes online at riverratks.com. NPR News is up next, and then Jeff Watson with classical music from 12 to 3. You're listening to Kansas Public Radio. It's 12:01.